Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, May 10th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Wall Street Journal sources say ByteDance delayed the launch of the TikTok shop in the U.S. over concerns that the potential ban of the app would deter merchants. The company originally planned the launch for the spring, and sources now say this could be pushed to June or later. TikTok shop first launched in the U.K. and Indonesia in 2021, with the business growing rapidly in Southeast Asia. The American Psychological Association released its first health advisory on social media use, specifically around protecting children from potential harm. The advisory called on social networks to be used thoughtfully, stating, though, that they are not inherently beneficial or harmful to young people. The APA recommends parents and caregivers regularly screen for problematic social media use, looking for things like signs of addiction or interrupted sleep, as well as limit screen time, particularly around beauty or appearance-related content. The advisory also says offline experiences shape outcomes on social media. Uber began rolling out the ability to book flights in its app for some UK users in partnership with the travel agency Hopper. Users will be able to select and pay for seats directly in the app, with Uber taking a small commission on sales. A broader UK rollout is expected in the coming weeks. Meta announced an open-source AI research model called ImageBind that combines multiple streams of data, things like text, audio, visual data, temperature, and movement readings, into a single index, which it calls an embedding space. It's not unlike DALL-E, Stable Diffusion, and Midjourney, which all rely on systems that link together text and images during the training stage and look for patterns. Although Meta says ImageBind is the first to use six types of data and put them into a single embedding space. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, IBM Chief Privacy and Trust Officer Christina Montgomery, and New York University Professor Emeritus Gary Marcus are scheduled to testify before a U.S. Senate panel next week as part of the panel's work in overseeing and illuminating AI's advanced algorithms and powerful technology. This comes after the U.S. Commerce Department requested public comment on creating accountability rules for AI last month. AI startup Anthropic uses a method called constitutional AI to train its Claude chatbot. This uses a large language model to determine if a chatbot's output is in accord with a given principle to guide its training, rather than using something like reinforcement learning from human feedback, where human moderators determine this, common for other chatbots. Anthropic revealed the written principles used in this constitutional training, which draws on sources like the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights and even Apple's Terms of Service. Anthropic co-founder Jared Kaplan told The Verge this wasn't about instilling a particular set of principles in the chatbot, but rather to prove the efficiency of its methodology. Twitter rolled out support for reacting to direct messages with almost any emoji. Previously, this was limited to a select set of reactions. CEO Elon Musk also indicated that encrypted direct messages could start rolling out on May 10th. MediaTek announced a new high-end mobile SoC, the Dimensity 9200 Plus. It offers the same cores as the Dimensity 9200, but with boosted clocks, up 5 to 11% across its various CPU cores, with a claimed 17% boost in GPU performance. It also uses TSMC's latest 4-nanometer process, which could allow for longer battery life. Phones using the new SoC will arrive later this month. Roku announced the $99 Roku Home Monitoring System SE. This includes a keypad, a hub with a siren, a motion sensor, and two window or door sensors. Users can monitor the system themselves through the Roku app and set-top boxes, or set up for paid monitoring through the company Noonlight. Roku developed the system in partnership with Wyze. The company also added the ability to automatically download recordings from Roku cameras to its app as part of its smart home subscription. Nikon announced the Z8 full-frame mirrorless camera. Spec-wise, it offers the same 45-megapixel sensor and capabilities as its top-end Z9 camera, but in a 30% smaller body, albeit without a vertical battery grip. That means raw video recording at up to 8K and 60 frames per second, and no mechanical shutter for still photos. It ships May 24th for $4,000. GitHub rolled out its push protection feature to all public repositories, as well as making it optional on all private ones. This automatically scans for sensitive information and secrets before any Git push operations can go through, looking for things like API keys and access tokens. If detected, GitHub will show information on its location, type, and how to remediate it. According to its Q1 earnings, Roblox grew its daily active users 22% on the year to 66 million, while engagement hours were up 23% on the year, with the largest growth in international users and those in the 17 to 24 age segment. Overall, the company missed analyst earnings estimates, with its net loss up 67% on the year. Earlier this month, the Indian tech site PunicaWeb reported WhatsApp users on Android saw microphone permissions trigger on the device even when the app wasn't being used, seen across Pixel and Samsung phone models. Twitter engineer Fode Dabiri subsequently showed similar findings from the Android privacy dashboard. WhatsApp's Twitter account said it contacted Dabiri and said it believes the issue is in Android's privacy dashboard misattributing information, and said it asked Google to investigate. Amazon launched Amazon Anywhere, a service that allows users to buy physical goods from the e-commerce giant inside video games and mobile apps. The service first rolled out on the Niantic AR game Peridot. Users that link an Amazon account to the game can purchase game-branded goods from Amazon in the app. And finally, Etsy added a wedding registry option. Couples can specify customizations on handmade items, and sellers will see a badge indicating an item was bought from a registry. Remember, for more discussions of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run FutureTools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of Lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.